أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده وأشكره وأستعينه وأستغفره وأتوكل عليه، وأصلي وأسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه، حافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته، بشير رحمته ونذير نقمته، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين وصحبه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وصل على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين، وصل على بقية الله في الأرضين. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. I remind you all and myself towards observance of taqwa and welcome you all humbly on behalf of the organizers and all of you, each one of you here on this annual Eid Salat, the second Salat of the year organized to bring all the community together. This important and significant Islamic event, Eid al-Adha, reminds us of an important historical event, and I will recite some of the verses that in Holy Quran relate to that event. And if you all can clearly hear my voice, please recite a loud salawat. In Surah Saffat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين. Ibrahim, and he, that is Ibrahim, said, surely I fly to my Lord. رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. He will guide me. My Lord, grant me of the doers of good deeds. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Ibrahim alayhi salam asked for a son. When he was around 80 years old, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a son by saying, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Give me of the doers of good. Give me a son, not just a son, a salih son. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. And we gave him the good news of a boy possessing forbearance. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي. And when he attained, his son Ismail, when he attained to working with him, grew to an age that he could help his father. بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. He said, O my son, surely I have seen in a dream that I will sacrifice you, I will slaughter you. فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Consider then what you see. He said, O my father, do what you are commanded. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ اِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Wallah, O father, perform the duty that you have been assigned to do, and you will find me among those who are patient. So Ismail was ready at that point. So when they both submitted, and he threw him down upon his forehead, the Holy Quran said, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. When they both submitted, the father and the son, وَتَلَّهُ الْجَبِينَ. That means Ismail facing down, bowing down, تَلَّهُ الْجَبِينَ, his forehead facing the ground. Now either Ibrahim alayhi salam did that, or Ismail asked his father that he wanted to face down. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَنْ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. And we called out to him saying, O Ibrahim, you have indeed shown the truth of the vision. Ya Ibrahim, Allah, we called out to Ibrahim. And Ya Ibrahim, O Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You have fulfilled your vision that you have seen, that dream that you have seen of sacrificing your son. You have proven that to be true. You have kept your word. You have done your part, your duty. Surely thus do we reward the doers of good. Most surely this is a manifest trial. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. And we ransomed him, that means Ismail, with a feet sacrifice. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. And we perpetuated praise to him among the later generations. Peace be on Ibrahim. سَلَامٌ عَلَى Ibrahim. كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Thus do we regard the doers of good. This short passage from Surah As-Saffat, it helps us imagine some of the salient, most important parts of the story where Ibrahim alayhi salam is commanded to sacrifice his son in Mina. He saw these three dreams on the nights of 8th and 9th and 10th of Zilhajj. These are the days when the Hajjis are around the area of Mina. Basically on the 9th Arafat, and then at night they go to Mash'ar, and 10th they are in Mina till 13th. So these three nights Ibrahim alayhi salam saw this dream, and he was sure that this is a duty laid upon him. A very important trial for Ibrahim alayhi salam, who had been given this son, not just a son, rather Ismail. غلام حليم حبلي من الصالحين. Such a son that is truly an heir to Ibrahim, in all the qualities of Ibrahim being transferred to his son, and Allah says, sacrifice this son, be ready to, willing to sacrifice this son for me. So he takes him to a place in a rocky area in Mina, where he wants to perform this sacrifice. Now regarding this, Quran does not speak a lot about the details, but in the traditions you find very deep and very, you know, touching points that you might want to understand. When he took his son to Mina, Ismail alayhi salam said to his father Ibrahim, Ismail said, "Oh father, tie the rope around me so I do not struggle while you commit your divine test, you commit your duty. That is so that I do not lose any of my reward. If you tie me with ropes tightly, I will not, you know, struggle too much and will not lose the thawab of this sacrifice. Oh father, sharpen your knife and work swiftly so it is easier to bear for me and for you. Oh father, take off my shirt in advance so it is not stained in my blood, lest my mother may see it and find it unbearable. Oh father, give my salam to my mother. And there is no obstacle, and if there you find no obstacle, then give her my shirt in order to console her, because she will sense my fragrance in my shirt. And whenever she becomes impatient, she will hold it to herself, and that will help her soothe her pain of longing for me." Ismail, this great successor of Ibrahim, he laid this example, he presented his example of being willing to take the command given to his father, be willing and patient to fulfill this promise, and set an example for us today that sacrifice is what is needed to attain all the divine goals on this earth. Muslims and mu'mineen, when they are willing to give what they love so much of this dunya, then Allah will bestow His favors upon them. It was because of this willingness and patience of Ismail that Allah created this nasl and generations of anbiya in His generation, awliya, and especially the last Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. continued this line and kept and maintained the praise of Ibrahim and says salam to Ibrahim alayhi salam for living up to this test. This test because of which some narrations say Ibrahim was given the station of Imamat upon the people. And this Imamat continued in the line of Ibrahim alayhi salam down to the day that we live in, where Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam is our Imam. There was yet another test on the plains in Karbala, where the Khalil of Karbala, he went ahead and sacrificed his Ismail on the day of Ashura. And there, neither Ali Akbar asked his father, right, for any things, nor Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The only thing Ali Akbar, if he asked, that was once when he came back after fighting in the battlefield. He said, Father, if you have a few drops of water that will help me give my ultimate sacrifice for you. And Imam Hussein alayhi salam embraced him to his chest, right? And he said, Ali Akbar, it is hard for your father that you will ask him for something on such a day, and that he will not be able to fulfill your request. But be assured that soon you will meet my grandfather, and he will quench your thirst from Kawthar, that you will never be thirsty after that. Imam Hussein alayhi salam